It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. I like saying that. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good to talk to you, Aisha.
So remind us of last week's challenge. I feel like it was really tricky.
Yeah, it came from Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley. I said name two well-known celebrities of the past who had the same six-letter first names and the same last initial. I said what follows that initial in one of the last names is a criminal activity, and what follows that initial in the other name is the result of that criminal activity. What celebrities are these? And the answer was Johnny Carson and Johnny Cash. Remove the Johnny C, you get arson, and the result of arson is ash.
We received nearly 2,200 correct responses, and the winner is Eric Houston from Miamisburg, Ohio. Congratulations, Eric, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
So, Eric, how did you figure this one out?
Well, it's always a family effort with us. My wife and I work on it at our house, and then we check with my parents. They've been working on it at their house, and sometimes they beat us to it, but somehow this week, we just threw out some names and got it pretty quickly and just got lucky, I guess.
And so what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Oh, I like getting outdoors as much as I can, hiking, camping. I like live music, playing and listening.
Oh, okay. What instruments do you play?
Mostly acoustic guitar.
Oh, very cool. All right, Eric, are you ready to play this puzzle?
I think I am.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Eric and Aisha, every answer today is a word, name, or phrase starting and ending with the letter W. For example, if I said a three-letter word meaning amazing, you would say wow. Here's number one. Fill in the blank, black blank spider.
Widow.
Black widow spider is right. Number two, the capital of Poland.
That's Warsaw.
Uh-huh. A tree that may be weeping.
It's got to be a willow.
Weeping willow is right. Perk of an executive's office.
Oh.
What's a nice thing that executive offices tend to have that, the lower employees don't?
Got to be window.
A window is it, yeah. Good, good, good. To separate out as by sifting.
Winnow.
That's it. President Wilson.
That's Woodrow.
Uh-huh. Artist Homer.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah. Do you know this one, Aisha? Not to put you on the spot.
Nah, I think we both need a hint.
I'll just tell you, it's Winslow. Homer.
Winslow. Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, try this one. Opposite of deposit, as at a bank.
Withdraw.
That's it. This is in quotes. I, person A, take you, person B, to be my lawfully wedded wife or husband. For example, what is that an example of in two words?
Wedding vow.
Wedding vow, good. A small cart for carrying loads in a garden.
That's a wheelbarrow.
That's it. A group that demolishes buildings. It's two words.
A wrecking crew.
You got it. Here's your last one. A sigh of relief when you finish a tough puzzle in four letters.
Whew!
Whew is it. You got it.
Oh, well, you did awesome. Like, you did really good today. So, how do you feel, Eric?
I feel good. This was a lot of fun.
Okay, I thought you were going to do a WW word again. I couldn't, but that's okay. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Eric, which member station do you listen to?
WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio.
All right, Eric Houston of Miamisburg, Ohio. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Ari Ofsovit of Boston. Think of a five-letter word with an L that is pronounced. Add a letter at the start to get a six-letter word in which the L is silent. Then add a new letter in the fifth position to get a seven-letter word in which the L is pronounced again. What words are these? So again, a five-letter word with an L that's pronounced, add a letter at the start to get a six-letter word in which the L is silent, and then add a new letter in the fifth position to get a seven-letter word in which the L is pronounced again. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.